The head of Whānau Ora is warning the policies minister, Pene Henare, that if he continues to allow government agencies to dip into their funding, he can kiss Māori progress goodbye. It comes as distinguished Māori leaders seek an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing over the government's handling of Whānau Ora funding. Te Aniwa Hurihanganui reports.
The Whānau Ora policy allows Māori to control the funding and delivery of social services through its three Māori-led commissioning agencies. It received an $80 million funding boost over 4 years in the 2019 budget. But North Island Commissioning Agency Chair Merepeka Raukawa Tait says not all of that money is going to them.
We do know that the additional funding has gone into government agencies and to a new initiative that they're calling Whānau Ora initiatives. They're using that and saying that that's the way that they can develop policy that will be good for whānau. That money, the additional money, is actually needed by Whānau Ora, not by a government department, any government department. They have never known what's good for Māori. And the other thing, of course, is Māori walk from them. They don't want to know them.
Merepeka Raukawa Tait and other Māori leaders are now seeking an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing, claiming the government has breached the Treaty of Waitangi by refusing to adequately and transparently fund Whānau Ora. Of the $20 million extra funding Whānau Ora was promised last year, only about $5 million was received by the commissioning agencies. Ms Raukawa Tait says that doesn't make any sense, and she has a message for the Minister of Whānau Ora, Pene Henare.
Be the minister that we want to have confidence in. At this present moment, we do not. If he does not understand his role and our expectations of him, then you can kiss Māori progress goodbye for the next 2 decades.
Pene Henare denies any of the Whānau Ora funding is going to other government agencies. He says the three commissioning agencies will receive an extra $42 million and the rest has been earmarked for new Whānau Ora initiatives, including one to support people who have whānau in prison.
Some of the money has already been allocated to a growing Whānau Ora through commissioning. Some of the money is currently sits there while the co-design of new initiatives is underway, and namely the one with the corrections agency. That money has not gone to corrections, a correctional facility, or the Minister for Corrections. But I can guarantee that none of the money has gone back into government coffers or government agencies.
Multiple reviews into Whānau Ora, including an independent review in 2018, found the policy not only works, but current funding and resourcing cannot meet the demand in some areas. But Mr Henare says it doesn't matter where the support is coming from, as long as whānau are getting the help they need.
My job isn't to please commissioning agencies. My job is to make sure that whānau, wherever they might be, get the whānau ora support they deserve. We made it clear that in order for whānau ora to grow off the back of the review, that we were to push whānau ora to have support from other government agencies.
Lady Tureiti Moxon, the director of a leading whānau ora health provider in Waikato, says the minister should be backing the whānau ora commissioning model, a model which has been proven to change people's lives.
We can look after our own people. We can do this for ourselves. But if the government is going to say hold back funding, there's no way that we can actually develop and grow ourselves because the demand is huge. You do what you can with the money, you know, with the resources that we're given. But it's when you compare it with what other ministries are getting, it's minuscule.
The claimants want the Waitangi Tribunal to recommend urgent systemic changes to the way whānau ora funding decisions are made in order to avoid further prejudice to Māori. Mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.